morning, Tyler.
Hey.
Hey, it's Amy with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear. Happy Friday. We made it, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder. So I was just calling to follow up with you per your request.
Yeah, give me just one second here. Let me... check on something here.
Sure.
I was originally planning on putting the money that I was spending on my other advertisement all towards that, but they took the payment out of my account when I told them not to.
Oh, boy. Who was that?
Angie.
Oh, heavens. Yeah, you have to take the card off file completely or call the bank and tell them to stop payment on that because they'll keep doing it even after you cancel.
Yeah, that's ridiculous because I talked to the billing, my billing person, and I talked to my account agent.
It's like disgusting how they are. Yeah, it's terrible. I'm so sorry you had to deal with that, Tyler.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll
wrestle them down.
Yeah, I'll wrestle them down. If nothing else, I'll continue to use them this month, and then next month I'll have the bank block the transactions.
Right.
How much did we say that we were...
The upfront cost is the one-time application fee of the $250, and then after the application is completely processed, which the maximum amount of time that it takes to get it completely processed is 4 to 8 weeks, it doesn't always take that long. It doesn't even usually take that long. It truly just depends on how quickly you get the application back to us. Now, once the application's back and processed and background check is clear and everything is good, then we contact you before we cut the leads on because we have to set the minimum monthly budget and we have to get approval of that and all the calls are recorded. So unlike Angie's, we have a lot of different fail safes in place to ensure that we're not putting you in a bad situation financially. So when we call to set that minimum monthly budget, say it's in 3 weeks, and if you don't have the funds available, if you're not ready, you could just say, you know, I'm not ready to cut them on yet. Call me in, you know, 8 days or however many days. And then the amount that they're looking for at that point is going to be $244. So that's for 13 leads, and that's at $1,867 a lead. So less than $20 is a pop for all of the quality leads that you're looking for there. That price doesn't go up or change. It doesn't increase. And again, you're in complete control of it, meaning once you cut the leads on, they come in at approximately 3 leads a week. But if you need to increase that lead flow or if you need to pause the leads for any reason, you can pause the campaign. And wherever you pause it, say you pause it with $187 left in it and you pause it for 6 months, when you come back to Google Guarantee in 6 months and you cut those leads on, you still have that $187 in there. There's no automatic charge, okay? The lead budget doesn't replenish until it's been completely exhausted and we have confirmation from you to replenish it.
Okay. So if I spend about $500 a month, it would be...
approximately six, yeah, approximately, right around there, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, but the upfront cost is just a one-time $250 application fee. That's the most important thing that we gotta get going so we can get you approved and get everything rolling out.
Okay. Does that, I guess you want a card number for that?
Well, I actually have a card on file for that. Give me just a second here. The card we have on file is a Visa that we've been charging monthly and the ending in 0992. I can charge that card if you want.
Yep, that would be the correct one.
Okay, and then I'm going to go ahead and give me just a second here. So the primary keyword search term phrase that you're looking for is for the electrical, correct?
HVAC.
HVAC. Give me 1 second. I just want to, because it's been a while since we talked about it. I just want to make sure that the price point has not changed on the, oh yeah, it hasn't. Okay, it's good. Yeah, let me just double. Yep, $1,867, $244. Perfect. Okay. once in a great while when it's been a few months, like over, like if it's been a quarter, like within 3 months, if the quarter's changed, sometimes the pricing has changed like by a dollar or two, and I like to be like super, super exact about it. So, and if you want to mix, if you want to mix electrical leads in there as well, those are only $16. So you can get a flow of electrical and HVAC if you chose to. I can get you approved for both verticals. It's still just that one time $250 application fee. It's up to you.
If I do the application fee and I just do the HVAC at first, then could I later do the electrical?
What I suggest is going ahead and getting the approval for both and then cutting the leads on. If say when we call you, it's easier to get approved for everything at once is what I'm saying. So then when we call you, if at that point in time you don't want to take any electrical leads on, then you don't have to. You could just say, I only want the HVAC leads, but you're approved for both already. You don't have to go through the vetting process again. Does that make sense?
Okay. My only problem with that is my electrical licensing is still
not current. Okay. No worries then. I'll just note it, and then when we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Okay? No worries. All right. So I'm pulling this up. You're going to see the invoice come through, and it's going to be for LSA, which is a local service ad Google guarantee application fee, and that's coming through now. That will be sent to you for your records. The application itself is going to come forward via text and via email right now. It's going to say Google Guarantee application on it. I'm sending it to Tyler WHeron31@gmail.com. Now, the application itself is very straightforward, okay? It literally asks for you to upload the business license document. Additionally, you need to upload the business insurance. That's going to be the Accord document. They give you an example of what that looks like. Social Security number, driver's license, your minimum monthly budget on that. They're going to request that number. It's $244. Now, on there, Tyler, it's going to ask about any co-owners, which you're the sole owner, right?
Yes.
Additionally, it's going to ask if you have any face-to-face employees. So are you the only employee that's going out to do estimates face-to-face?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you why. So say you have 10 employees, right? And if they're just laborers or day workers, don't put them on there. If it's somebody that you know for a fact that can pass a background check, that means nothing stronger than a DUI or a misdemeanor, and you trust them to speak on behalf of your company to give face-to-face estimates to a client, then by all means put them on there. But if there's any doubt about the representation of what they're going to do for your company, meaning like if it's not a close friend or family member that you can vouch for, don't put them on there because you don't want to put the company at risk, so to speak. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've tried before to send this guy out on estimates, and then I've still had to come back a couple of times on ones I've sent him on, so I'm probably not sending him on anymore.
Okay. So, like, usually I just tell people, like, if it's a cousin or a brother or a dad or a father-in-law or a wife or something along those lines, and you know for a fact that you trust them with the business and to speak on behalf of the company, sure, put them on there. But if not, or if you're not sure of their background, like, and, you know, then don't put them on there because you don't want to get disqualified for any reason, you know?
Right.
Additionally, I'm going to go ahead and schedule your client onboarding. So do you want the weekend with the application, or do you think you can have it completed by later on today? What are your thoughts?
It might be Monday. I got to get my insurance company to send me over proof of insurance.
No worries. So do you want me to set your onboarding for Tuesday?
Yeah.
What time?
What's the latest you can do it?
You are on Eastern. The latest I can do is between 6 and 7 p.m.
That would work.
Okay. So what's going to happen is I'm going to set it. You're going to get an email that's going to say GG onboarding call. All right. And then it's going to have your name and phone number. And then it's going to, we're going to call from the 877 number to introduce you to, it's either Ivan or Bonnie who's going to be doing your onboarding. It's a super quick call. Now, if your application is not complete, if you have not turned it in, which we get a notification as soon as it's turned in. Okay. If your application is not complete or you know that you haven't gotten to it, just call or text me and say, hey, I need to push that appointment out, okay? And then we can reschedule you. No worries. Now, what are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
Usually I work from 9 to 4.
That's when you want the phone calls? 9 to 4?
Yeah, it'll be 9 to 5 here soon. My wife's had her car breakdown, so I have to stop at 4 to go get her from work.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and put 9 to 5. We can make adjustment, but they're going to go ahead and create a profile before we reach out to you. So I'll put 9 to 5 because that's what you're going to want. You want that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Got it. Okay, and then you have the business license and the insurance, correct?
Yes.
All right, beautiful.
I just with my insurance company and have them send me proof. They've sent me a big packet of stuff, but...
Yeah, digging through that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Now, additionally, so when you have them send it to you, Tyler, have them send it to you where it says it's going to be the Accord, like a Honda Accord. Like a court document. It's just a certificate of insurance. It's just a form of the insurance document. It's very simple for them. Just say, I need the Accord document for my general liability. It's no biggie. They're used to that all the time, okay? And I'll text you that so you have that. And then the other thing is I'm going to send you a link. Hold on. Accord document for the insurance. There we go. You're going to get that text as a reminder. And then after we get off the phone, I'm going to send you a text that's going to be a link for your reviews. I need you to get a few more reviews over the weekend. Send it to anybody willing to give you a 5-star review, okay?
Okay.
All right. Everything else is good. Do you have any further questions for me?
I think that should be good.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I thank you so much for your time. Welcome to Google Guarantee.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And yeah, I sent you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. That way you can always contact me if you have any questions, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Tyler. Thank you for your time.
No problem.
Bye-bye.